Today we want to talk about coming without cost. Matthew chapter 26, verse 56 says, "But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled." John chapter 7, verse 5, "For neither did his brethren believe in him." John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not." One of the worst emotions and experiences that anyone can face is rejection. Rejecting is simply defined as someone refusing to accept. We all face this in our everyday lives, and to me, it's one of the worst things that we will ever deal with. Why is it that way? I think it is because each and every one of us want to win the approval of everyone around us. We want everyone to be pleased with us. The sad fact, though, is that we will never win that battle, and yet we spend our lives trying to. As we go through some of the verses as we spoke earlier, there were different instances in the scriptures where Christ was rejected by his friends, his kin, his nation, and even the world. And as it was indicated in the last moments in his life, rejection was one of the main factors that led to Christ's death. People did not want to accept him as he was, being the Son of God. People were content then with what they thought was acceptable, therefore rejecting the concept of Christ bringing new life to the world. Despite rejection, Christ still promised us the Holy Spirit to answer our prayers, to draw all men unto him, to receive all who come, to give rest, to confess us before the Father, and most importantly, to come again. All of this within itself should be enough for me to be able to face a little rejection from others in my life. You might be hearing this and saying to yourself, "I'm constantly rejected. No one will accept me for who I am." I was in that very position. And let me remind you of a scripture. John chapter 6, verse 37. "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Reading this was such a blessing to me. I then realized a lot of things at that point. Regardless of mistakes, success, popularity, possessions, how much you hate, how bad things are, hopelessness, desperation, you are not rejected. We all have a place with God. God is the only presence in this world that you can come to without facing rejection. I'm reminded of a verse from Isaiah chapter 55. "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." To me, there are two things that stand out there. Without money is, in other words, without possessions. And without price is equal to being without cost. I know this seems way out there, but stay with me. How can you buy anything without price? If it has no price, there is no need for money. You see, Jesus paid this cost so that we could come without it. If you are living life with a broken heart from all the rejections that you have faced, you are not alone. You can come without cost and find peace in your life once and for all. I really feel led to go ahead and tell you this today for anyone facing rejection like I did in my childhood years, and sometimes even now. God bless you.